producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Marie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a 22-year-old son with severe body dysmorphic disorder. Little background, he's been treated for about 10 years for general anxiety, some depression, a lot of self-esteem issues, has been on different medications.
What's the issue about his body as far as he's concerned?
Well, you name it.
I can't. You have to tell me.
His penis, the positioning of his eyes, size of the forehead, the size of the mouth, the amount of hair on his head, you name it. I mean, there's a list that just continues, and he cycles through these things.
Is he in therapy with somebody?
He's in therapy. We've had to, over the years, he's been on different medications, mostly for anxiety. He's been on one bipolar medication that did not do any good. We're just switching to a new therapist, but we're told that this is extremely difficult to treat, and I wondered if you can give us any hope that this is something that he can come out of, and possibly what some treatments
let me get a little bit more background here. Do you have other children?
Yes, he's a middle child.
Is he straight or gay?
Straight.
Okay. Does he have a girlfriend?
Well, no. No social life, really.
How does he do in school?
He's in college. He was doing very well, but the past, I'd say, couple months, he's really lost interest in...
Why? What happened a couple months ago?
Well, I think it's just been growing over the past few months. He's become just more and more depressed and upset and focused on his looks so much. He spends inordinate amounts of time on the internet researching things, trying to find out what's wrong with him, but he will not accept the fact that it's his thought process and not physical problems and things like that.
So you're telling me he's been in therapy with somebody for 10 years and he hasn't gotten any relief at all?
He's been in several different therapists. This body dysmorphic probably has emerged over the past year that we're aware of. But
the problem is, it seems to me here, Marie, that we've got a kid who is a classic middle child, needs to get attention, doesn't know how to do it for doing something well, can't be the baby, so he's the saboteur. And somehow, it sounds like he does okay in school, that it's a little hard for me to figure out exactly what's going on here, and I'm not sure that therapy has served him or you very well, because after a while, I mean, the idea, all he's done is somaticize his discontent, his way of getting attention. You know, I don't like the way my eyes are too close together. I mean, this is narcissism at its most perverse and pathological. The problem is there seems to be a certain support for it, which I'm not crazy about. I mean, and I think the fact that it's emerged, it's not like he's saying, I'm a woman caught in a man's body. He's saying, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not sexy enough, I'm not tall enough, that kind of narcissism, it seems to me that, again, the therapy hasn't served him very well. And I would say to him, look, you need to, it sounds like he's smart. I mean, he's already in college. What does he want to do for the rest of his life? Does he do anything for anybody else? I mean, I'm not denying that there's some issue of depression going on here.
Well, he's gotten to the point where he's hopeless about this whole issue.
What's the issue? Who in this country is absolutely looks in the mirror and says, gosh, I'm gorgeous? No one.
Oh, exactly. We go through with hours
But Marie, why are you supporting this? And to a certain level, you are. And I'm not chastising you as much as saying, why do we listen to this crap? I mean, with all due respect, he's got a therapist. His therapy doesn't seem to me to be very effective, and maybe we need to find him a different therapist. I would certainly make him the deal that says, Marie, that look, you've got a therapist. You talk about you're not happy about your body with your therapist. What I want to talk about is what you're doing at school, movies. I mean, why would you want to enter into somebody's nuttiness? And the answer is, you do not.
Well, we're concerned that he's just kind of dropping out of life.
Well, but Marie, you're helping him to do it. That's what I'm suggesting. Is that,
you know, ignoring it, though, I mean, not discussing it with him, does that work, you know, his depression's so bad?
Well, but Marie, if you're not a therapist, what is it that you feel that you're going to be able to help him with?
Just trying to support him and trying to...
In what? How crazy he is about, how focused he is on his own body?
Well,
Marie, listen, let me suggest something to you.
I guess.
Let me suggest something to you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that you love him. I hear that you're worried about him. I think he needs a different therapist, and I think you need a therapist. I think you're going to have to deal with somebody on this, because you hear my mantra, which is all God children need attention. If they can't get it for doing something positive, they'll do it for doing something negative.
Yeah.
That somehow this kid doesn't think of another soul on the face of this earth. It sounds to me he may be depressed. It's not even clear to me that he's depressed, to be quite honest, but that all he focuses on is not only who he is, but what he wants, but how he looks and his eyebrows, and who needs that? I mean, first of all, it's boring as the very dickens to listen to. As his mom, you get caught by saying, oh, no, you're very good looking, at which point he's going to get furious with you. I mean, what is it? This isn't helping anybody. He needs a therapist. He probably ought not to be living at home. If you feel that he's not functional, then we need to figure out a way to make him functional. But I think you sort of getting involved in his discussion about his eyebrows is counterproductive, to say the very least, and in fact may not only be counterproductive but dangerous, because he'll up the ante. And at some point you're going to say, you know what, I don't care about your damn eyebrows anymore. And he's going to say, see, you don't love me, I'm too ugly to be loved. That's scary stuff. He needs a therapist. I think you need to talk with somebody about this as well, because I hear with the world's best intent that this is not the way to deal with him, that you can't be both his mom and his therapist. And I think the role of mom is much more important than therapist. I think he needs a much better therapist than he's got. But I think you have to stop supporting him in this and say, look, in the same way, if he was hallucinating, if he was seeing, you know, if the devil was telling him, was sitting there and telling him to play cards, you wouldn't say, well, what game does he want to play? You want to play Old Maid or War? Obviously, the devil would play War. But the idea being, you don't want to get involved in that. You could say, look, I don't know how to deal with that. You have a therapist. I'm your mom. Eat your broccoli. I mean, don't do this, Marie. It's not helping him. It's not helping you. Marcia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Oh, hi, Dr. Brown. I just know you can help me. I'm planning a 50th anniversary party.
Okay, for whom?
For myself and my husband.
Good for you.
And it'll be my family and 10 grandchildren and friends.
Okay.
However, I'm running into a little opposition. I thought it would be very simple. I wanted my nieces and nephews to come and bring their children.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter says no. Too many children, Mom.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. You are planning a party
mm-hmm.
for your 50th anniversary. Who's
right.
paying for it?
I am, my husband.
Marcia, let's go back. Who's planning the party? Who's paying for the party? Whose party is it?
It's my party,
you,
and I'm paying for
you
it.
You do whatever you want to do, Cookie.
Absolutely.
It's your party. It's your event. It's your party, and you can have crying babies if you want to.
Well, not babies. That's
no, that was sort of a pun on a
song. I know.
Song, but
I just, now, another thing. When you're invited, are you obligated to give a gift?
Well, what you can do is when you send out the invitation, what you can say is no gifts, please. Now,
right.
I will tell you, several people will do it anyway. So one of the ways of doing it is you could say, in lieu of a gift, please make a donation to the Katrina Foundation or to Habitat for Humanity or whatever you want, because that's a nice way of saying, I acknowledge your generosity, but we've been married 50 years. We don't need anything. And I think that that's kind of a nice way of doing it. You can say, in lieu of gifts, please just come and have a great time, or make a donate if you feel so disposed, make a donation to Katrina or whatever charity you want.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Okay?
That's wonderful.
But, and you can say to your daughter,
yes.
Listen, honey, I, when you plan the party, we'll not have any kids, but this is my party and this is how I'm going to do it.
Another thing, Dr. Joy, my best man, he died. So now the widow didn't think she would like to come.
Mm-hmm.
Should I take that into consideration when I invite other friends?
Marcia, my adorableness,
yeah.
It's your party. You do it exactly how you want to do it. So I think if you'd invite your best man, if he were alive, that inviting his widow who would like to come. And as you know, you can invite anybody you want, and who decides to come and how they decide, you know, whether they come or not is up to them. But you issue the invitation to anybody that you'd like to be there.
Oh, you're wonderful. I love you.
Well, thank you, and have a great 50th anniversary party, and get all dolled up. You're going to do that, aren't you?
Oh, I am. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, have a
my day.
Well, have a great party.
Thank you.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
this is so much more than the movies deserve. Although I think our new sounder should say, you know, what's really important to you, your family, your lives, which is also your food.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we're really going to be honest about it.
Yeah.
Right. This is a strange week for movies. Did you know Saw, the original Saw, is being re-released?
Oh, really?
10 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cary Elwes, Lee Whannell, Danny Glover, with a deadly body lying between them, two men wake up in the secure lair of a serial killer who's been nicknamed Jigsaw. The men must follow various rules and objectives with the wish to survive and win the deadly game set for them. Not my kind of movie.
Yeah,
but we're now
either.
Number six sequels.
Wow. That's actually pretty impressive.
They refer to Jigsaw's clever traps and morality games. And apparently they're now doing all these haunted house movies. And I just saw, they just sent me a YouTube thing about Insidious, which unfortunately had my speakers up too high and really scared the daylights out of me.
Not because of the screener,
but because of the noise.
Oh, sure.
All right. Daniel Radcliffe, yeah, Harry Potter, who's already had a triumph on Broadway. He's actually had two triumphs on Broadway. He also did Equus. This is Daniel Radcliffe, Juno Temple, Max Minghella, and Joe Anderson. In the aftermath of his girlfriend's mysterious death, a young man awakens to strange horns sprouting from his temples. I think this is really trying to be a metaphor. But, I mean, the thing is, Daniel Radcliffe, even though he's short, is basically the fifth role he's taken since Harry Potter. And he's a good actor. This is a weird story in that basically we don't know, you know, he's got horns coming out of his head and we're not sure exactly why. It's sort of interesting rather than good as much as anything, but he's good in it.
Yeah.
So there, what can I tell you?
I've seen the previews. It does not do anything for me. It just looks so bizarre that...
It is bizarre.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very strange movie, but he's actually pretty good at it. And apparently that all you have to do is put him in a movie and kids just go wild. Young women just go wild.
Yeah,
so. I think Ouija Board, which did fairly well last weekend, will actually probably do pretty well again. John Wick didn't do very well. Keanu
really?
didn't do very well. So it's one of those. My guess is this is not going to be a big movie weekend, particularly, just because people are going to go trick or treating. Although most of the parties that I know about and that I attended were last weekend, not sure. I guess. And you're going to take tomorrow off and go trick or treating with your kid. Right?
I am. Yeah. Actually, we're going to spend the daytime tomorrow making some treats, and I told the boys that I'd help them make a jack-o'-lantern pizza tomorrow.
A jack-o'-lantern pizza?
Yeah, my wife found this online. You basically, you make a homemade pizza,
right?
And you buy your veggies and all your colorful stuff, and you make a face on, you know, a jack-o'-lantern face on the pizza.
Yeah, I was thinking you were going to do it with pumpkin, which sounds a little weird.
Yeah, that does.
Are you going to make a jack-o'-lantern as well?
Yes, definitely. We do every year. Yep.
All right. So do you just do the smiley face?
I usually try to do something kind of creative, a few eyes and maybe a crazy mouth or something. The boys take after me, so.
There's one of my guys in my building is doing a New York skyline, and his whole thing is you don't cut the top off, you cut the bottom off. Which is a good point, because if you cut the bottom off, then it's more stable when you do the carving. Because pumpkins are kind of roundish, and knives and stuff like that. But if you cut the bottom off flat and put it on a plate or something, apparently that works better. Just a hint there. There's a really great picture somewhere, I'm trying to remember where I saw it, of a pumpkin that's just lips and teeth. And it's all bright orange. So that's pretty cool. I don't know. I actually went to a tailgate party where they had colleges that were in the pumpkins. You need a good knife, right? But do cut if you cut the bottom off so it sits flat, I think you can have
an easier
time.
That's a great idea, yeah.
Yeah, I do what I can to keep people from slicing off their fingers. 855-99-37569. Kenny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I called you about 5 years ago with a situation where my wife and I suspected that my son was gay.
Okay.
And talked to you about us confronting him with it, and you encouraged us to do that, or to me, for me to do that.
Well, not confront, but ask him about it.
Right. I didn't mean to make it sound that way.
That's okay.
But I did talk to him about it, and I told him that I asked him if he was, but I prefaced it by saying that, you know, if he was, that, you know, we would certainly support him. We have absolutely no problem with it. And, you know, we love him and all that. And he said he wasn't at the time. That was about 5 years ago. He's now 27 years old.
Okay.
He's living at home, still living at home. We still to this day don't know whether he's gay or not. He's not showing any real signs of it, except for the fact that he has very few friends. The few friends that he has are girlfriends, which is ironic. He's got a great job, but he only makes $9 an hour. And he goes.
What makes the job great?
He likes it. It's
okay. Fair enough.
He really likes it a lot. That's what I can say about it. He actually was doing better. He works at a supermarket, and he was actually making more than that. He was making $11 an hour, and then they closed, and then he ended up going out west, came back like in 3 months, and then he got a job at the same supermarket but at a lower rate. So he really can't afford to go out on his own, but my wife and I would like him to.
Sure.
He's no problem around the house. But he's very introverted, and he has a fantasy about going to Disney World all the time. He still watches cartoons, and he's a good kid by everybody's respects, but he has no male friends whatsoever, and he's only got like one or two friends in the world, and we've tried to talk to him. I've tried to talk to him and say, hey, you know, what's up? You know, we want to be there for you. Oh, nothing, you know, he says that everything's okay, you know.
Okay.
He's no trouble. But
how many kids do you have?
Two.
What's
I have a daughter
incident?
That's,
okay.
My daughter's, she's around 23. She is
okay.
23.
Okay.
And she has moved out of the house with her boyfriend, and she's doing great.
Good.
As far as that goes.
What, so, did your son ever go to college?
I should have said that from the very get-go. He always had a learning disability. He had dyspraxia, and
okay.
he, from day one, he had a speech delay. And
all right, let me put you on hold, and we'll come back, and we'll wander through what we can do to help your kid and help you as well. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the national chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. We're talking with Kenny, who has a sweet 27-year-old who still lives at home, has a job in a supermarket that he likes. You didn't actually answer the question about, you said he'd had learning problems, so he graduated high school, yes?
He did, but throughout his whole early elementary school and whatever, he was a special ed student, and he has a very difficult time reading. He did, after he got out of high school, he tried to go to a junior college and just couldn't keep up at all. It was a disaster, but he gave it a shot. He did try, but just
good for him. It sounds like there may be some other issues going on here. Has he ever actually been evaluated?
For...
Well, it sounds. Can he make eye contact and things like that?
Yes.
Okay. So. Yeah. Because if you talk about somebody who has some learning disabilities, a little bit immature for his age, has difficult time with social interactions. I mean, you're talking about And I mean, there's a bunch of things, but certainly under the umbrella of fairly high functioning autism would seems like it might fit, but he may not. It would seem to me.
Can I mention this, that on his job they had him actually get promoted to be a trainer, where he goes around and trains to different stores.
Great.
Cashiers.
Great.
So,
good. That's terrific. All right, so how come he's only making $9 an hour?
A union. Because he went from one state to another. We live right on the border of two states, and the union paid between the two states. When he came back...
But it sounds like they gave him somewhat of a promotion when he came back.
Well, they did, but because of the union, this is what he tells me, is that because he has to start at the very bottom. I don't fully understand it. All I know is, you know, that he went from where we live in New Hampshire, $11 an hour. Now he's working in Massachusetts, and he's making $9 an hour. When I say a promotion, it was only more of a temporary thing. It's not a full-time thing. He doesn't do it all the time. It was a special project,
okay. But
it was at least a temporary promotion. But at least it showed me that they saw in him that he had the ability to, you know, train other people.
Sure, well, that's great. What does he want for himself? Do you have any idea?
He won't. I try to get it out of him. He just won't. Everything is, I don't know. Everything is just, I don't know. And he went out. He has a girlfriend, not a romantic girlfriend, but one of his best friends that went out to Nebraska. And when he lost his first job because they closed the store, so he went out there for about 3 months. And that he just didn't like it out there. He ended up getting a lesser job and whatever. So he called up and asked if he could come back. And I said, you can come back to home, but not on a permanent basis. And he said, I understand that. And then he came back and got back with this company. And he says, Dad, I want to move out. But he said, I just can't at $9 an hour. And I can understand that with the cost of living up here.
Okay. So it would seem to me, he works 40 hours a week?
Yes.
All
and
right.
He never misses a day of work.
That's great.
No, late.
Look.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like, first of all, in terms of his sexuality, I think the older he gets, the less that's your issue. I mean, he's allowed to be private about that, just like you're allowed, and his mom are allowed to be private about it. So I think whether he's sexual, asexual, homosexual, bisexual, heterosexual, I think is less relevant. I mean, it's not your responsibility. It probably never was. And your curiosity is probably not, the need for your curiosity to be satisfied is probably trumped by his willingness to be private. And it may be uncertain to him right now. It's very hard to be clear about something you're unclear about. But he does sound immature for his age.
Definitely.
All right, number one. So I think I would just take the sexual issue off the table. I mean, it's really not relevant at this moment.
And I feel that way.
Good. Okay, good. I think, however, the issue of living at home when you're 27 is certainly not going to improve his social life regardless of his sexual life. So maybe it's time to begin thinking with him about finding, you know, even if you're subsidizing him in a place that either he needs to find a roommate, which will help the social interaction a little bit, and certainly he wouldn't be the only 27-year-old who is living, you know, four guys or some combination of men and women in a place that they could all afford, because, you know, that none of them are making enough money to be able to do that, but they don't really want to be living at home, and probably all or part of them are being subsidized by parents. So, I mean, because at this moment, I'm afraid he's trapped, and he's not trapped because anybody's wicked. He's trapped because he has a job that's good enough, but not to, you know. But it's not. I mean, it makes him happy, but he's making not enough money essentially to survive, which means he's still living the life of a kid. And which is not going to help his social interaction, not going to help his immaturity, not going to help him, because it's kind of a cushy, it's easy for him. He doesn't sound like he has a whole lot of confidence. It doesn't sound like he has any ambition whatsoever. He's a nice kid. But at some point, even nice kids have got to take responsibility for their life, and he's not, because it's not that he's not a hard worker, but he's kind of stuck in a time warp when he's 15 years old, because essentially he's doing everything he was doing when he was 15 except going to school. So at this moment, and it may be that school is not for him, but it may be that he needs to find a second job because it's the only way he's ever really going to legitimately afford to live on his own. He's 27 years old. He's healthy. It doesn't sound like he's doing anything else much with his time. So maybe it's time to say to him, at January 1st, but by then we're going to find you a place. And we're going to subsidize you, but either you need to get a second job, and we'll subsidize you for 3 months or 6 months or whatever. But you need to figure out either getting a roommate, finding a cheaper place to live, getting a second job, getting a better job. Because what you really want to do, and he's going to take a little bit more shoving out of the nest than some kids, than your daughter, obviously, for any one of a number of reasons. And we really don't care about the reasons so much because he's 27. If he were 7, we'd care about the reasons. If he were 17, we'd be in that kind of cusp. But fortunately, he's 27. He's a grown-up. And ready or not, this is his life, and he is responsible for it, and he doesn't really have to answer to you. But you don't want to make it easy for him to do what you don't want him to do, which is to have a really minimal job at minimal pay, living at home, and knowing that he doesn't really have to do anything else because you and Mom will take care of him. And then you guys being frustrated with the fact that we've got a 27-year-old 15-year-old living here, and next year's not going to be any different, and the year after that's not going to be any different. So you're going to end up with a 45-year-old, 15-year-old if you're not careful, which is doing him no favor whatsoever. So one of two things is true. I think the only time that kind of offsets, and I don't even think this is tough love. I think this is just sensible perspective. You don't want to make it easy for someone to do something you don't want them to do, which is to be completely dependent emotionally, financially, socially, nutritionally, geographically on parents, because what does it say about him? I mean, it's going to undermine any confidence that he may dredge up of, I'm a 27-year-old man living at home. And it's one thing for it to be a temporary, which he probably thought about and you thought about, but it's not temporary anymore. And if he's not making any steps to make it untemporary, and he's probably not going to, which means that you don't have to be angry with him, but you're probably going to have to be firm of saying, as of January 1st, we're going to find you a place, and you can either decide you want roommates or you want to be by yourself. I think roommates would be a great idea for him because at least it deals with some of the social issues. And it may be that you're going to have to get two jobs, which a lot of people do. A lot of us did have two jobs to be able to afford to live on our own. Yeah.
Sure.
So, and there, you're tired, but you also have a sense of accomplishment. You also have a sense that no matter what happens in this life, I can deal with it. Your son has none of that. And it's not that you're not a loving father, but you're not thinking of it from his point of view, which is, how do you instill confidence in somebody? And the answer is, you don't. That they do that, that self-esteem is one of those few kind of psychobabble words that's very helpful because it is exactly what it says. Self is not mom, it's not dad, it's not school, it's not best friend, it's not lover. You know, it's self. And esteem is an active valuing. So how do you actively value yourself? Well, you do things that make sense to you. You accomplish things. You even fail at things sometimes, so you learn from them. And none of that's happening for him. So, and I don't want you to spring it on him saying, okay, as of tomorrow, you have to find a place to live. But giving him the couple months and say, look, we'll help you. You know, you can take a frying pan. You can take your bed. We'll help you find a place. And we'll subsidize you to this extent for this amount of time. But he really needs to have somewhat of a shove and decide what he wants to do. His sexuality, I mean, he may or may not come to grips with that. But that's still his job, not yours. But he needs to come to grips with the fact he's 27 and sort of got a nowhere job, still living at home, and doesn't have any sense of where he wants to go. Think about it for a minute. I'll keep you on hold if you want to talk with me some more about this, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Terrific idea to do just that. We've been talking with Kenny, who is dealing with a situation that is not uncommon. In fact, there's a whole group of us that are called the sandwich generation because our parents are living longer, and as they live longer, need more help from us, including financial help and sometimes residential help. And our kids are having a harder time, although the economy is in better shape than it was, finding getting out on their own. And I think part of it is a sense of entitlement. Part of it is the economy. Part of it is, I don't know, whatever. And the assumption that this is really the first generation who cannot expect to do better than their parents, which has been the American statement, the American motto since World War II. And so I'm saying to Kenny, look, it's time to begin not setting demands for your kid, but just saying, okay, as of, and all you have to do is be cheerful about it. As of the first of the year, we're going to find you an apartment that, you know, that you can partially afford and we can partially afford, with the idea being within 3 to 6 months, you either get a roommate or you get an additional job or whatever it is, so that you can begin launching yourself into adulthood. And you're always going to be welcome to come for Sunday dinner, and you can do your laundry, and we'll, you know, we'll help you furnish it. But it's time, baby cakes, because he's not going to do it on his own.
Right, and I think that's a great plan, and I appreciate that. The only other question I have, Dr. Brown, is when you mentioned about the autism, the fact that he is out working and he is actually training people, and I haven't seen any actual signs of autism. Is that something that we should still think about or be concerned about?
Well, I mean, the point is not the diagnosis as much as one of the, I mean, there are some telling things here where he tends to be not very social, that he tends to be pretty immature, that he tends, and the eye contact is certainly not pathognomonic in and of itself, but and the term is quite often, let me just back off a little bit. The term autism, I think, is so overused these days to describe everything. The thing is that what we need to do is understand what somebody's abilities are and have them perhaps exceed a bit of their abilities, but not very much. I mean, that's how all of we all need to be challenged to a certain extent. And if we're not, then we never. It's like a muscle, right? That if you do the same routine at the gym every day, nothing's going to happen. You're going to plateau very quickly. That you need to overstress a little bit, which just by definition, stress just means overtaxing the system. So that's how we grow. That's how we learn. But we need to understand where the problem lies. And training somebody to do a marathon, to do the New York Marathon, if they've got a sprained ankle, isn't moral, isn't helpful, is just plain stupid. So how do we know that somebody has a sprained ankle as opposed to just, you know, wants to be a couch potato? Well, sometimes you get somebody to evaluate. And sometimes we have the sense that there is, as a parent or as a friend or as a trainer, that something doesn't quite fit here, something doesn't quite work. And sort of investigate it by either asking the person a little bit about it. And I think this has nothing to do with his sexuality. I think it has more to do with sociability than anything else.
Right.
Okay. That's so good. Maybe, you know, somebody just giving, you know, just saying, look, if you'd like to talk to somebody about this, and that may be an obvious thing to do as part of the new approach to the son, which is, okay, January, gonna move out, maybe get a second job. If you'd like to talk with somebody about this, who's not your parent, about how that makes you feel or what your fears are, you know, we're perfectly willing, since you're living under our roof, to help you with that, and whether or not you want to go and get some more schooling. I know the first time didn't work very well, but let's figure out why it didn't work, and maybe because that's the best education is certainly the best stepping stone to a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Great.
Good enough.
Great. Thank you so much. That's very helpful, and we will follow through with that plan.
Terrific. Thanks, Kenny. My pleasure. Joan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Thank you, Dr. Joy, for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is to you is I would like to get some ideas on how I can tell my brother that my family and I are going to decline from his invite for Christmas.
Ooh. Okay. When you say you and your family, do you mean your husband and your kids or his mom as well? Tell me what the invite is. Tell me who the family is and why we're declining.
Okay. The family is myself, my husband, our two children, my parents, and he is the only sibling I have. My mother and father only have my brother and I.
Okay, so your parents are also his parents?
Yes.
Okay, so why are none of us going?
Okay. My brother had gotten married around 5 or 6 years ago, and his wife, she doesn't care for our family, and we have really went beyond trying to make her feel comfortable and go out and, you know, really reach out to her. And she just doesn't want any of that. And she's very verbally abusive to each of us. And she really takes it out on our children. And I just don't want to put my kids in the mix of being verbally abused on a holiday.
Can you give me an example of a... you and I are going to run out of time, to be quite honest, but what we'll do is I'll just hold you over if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Good. All right, give me an example of her verbal abuse to your kids to start with.
She calls them out quite a bit. My brother just had a home built, and we all went over there to see his new house, and that's when we had gotten the invitation for Christmas. And my daughter just got up to...
Your daughter's how old?
She's 10.
She's how old?
And
1.
10 years old.
Oh, 10. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she had just got up to use the bathroom, and his wife said, "Hey, wait a minute, where are you going? You cannot use the bathroom up there. You have to use it on the first floor." And then just things like that.
I'm not sure that's verbally abusive. I mean, it may not be terribly hospitable, but she didn't say, "Look, you're stupid," or "You're a horrible human being," or "We only let real people." I think it may not have been terribly. I mean, in the bath, it may not have been working. I mean, John may not have been working. I don't know that that's verbally abusive.
Okay, we can be at my parents, and she just kind of calls the kids out. She never has anything nice to say. She makes comments to my son that he, you know, he's lazy or.
How old is your son?
He's 13.
And she said he's lazy?
Yes, she has not so many words. He really enjoys going on his phone. And so they'll always throw a comment, "Oh, is that all you do? Why don't you get up and, you know, why don't you go to the gym?" or something to that effect.
Well, then again, I mean, listen, it sounds like you don't really like this woman, which is kind of your right. But you're going to start a war. And nobody's going to win.
Right.
I
really step back. I don't say much at all. But it's just...
Well, but I mean, somebody's saying, I don't know, how you've got a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old. Have you not ever said to your 13-year-old, "Could you get off the damn phone?" I mean, you know, the kids this age spend all their time either on their phone texting. I mean...
Right.
Have you never said that to him?
I probably have said something, maybe in not those so many of those words, but yeah.
Well, hopefully you're better behaved than I am. But I mean, I think that we get somewhat, you know, frustrated sometimes about our kids on the phone. I'll tell you what. Think about this for a minute. I'm not trying to dispute you. I'm saying you're going to start a war, and I don't want you to start a war unless I don't want you to start a war. So let's figure out what we can do about this. I'll put you on hold. Come back. All right. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.